We'll go do a little bit. First, the Halachas. Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. Then we'll go a little bit more into the Teichen. The Halacha is, as in Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn. Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, Osur La'asek B'Teire B'Tisha B'Av, Shenema P'kuda Hashem Yeshorim Mesam Chilev. Kimes, Dvorim Aroim Shibirmiyohu, Be'iyoiv, or the Goddess Achuban and Gittin Daf Nunhei, Biz Nunches, or Sanhedrin Tzadik Vov, the end of the Amud, Ostam in Yonah Avelis, the Gemara Moed Cotton, Yosef and Yilal to learn. We'll see later. Aber in Tisha B'Av is a Isur to learn Divoteire Shenema P'kuda Hashem Yeshorim Mesam Chilev. And every Erev Tisha B'Av, it's a machlekes if you're allowed to learn. The Maaseh the world is machmir. Now, legabi Shabbos, as a machlekes Tisha B'Av shechal b'Shabbos, if you're allowed to learn or not. The tzoyim is nitche, but dvorim shebetzina anoye. So, b'meile, legabi Erev Tisha B'Av, d'aynu, this Shabbos, sum chatzois, me'ikara aloche, azayi, the poiske is manenu amachriya, the mishtabur is not like this, that you're allowed to learn. You don't have to be machmir not to learn from Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Shlehashlim shtayim mikro, alamol is muta. Then this year, maybe lemaise, we have to be magdima aloche that is negiah to Friday. We're not rinsing dust, we should grab the last mol. Yeah, we can't get a mol chazer. People forgot from last week. But what is Nageh for this year, it's Kedai, maybe one aloha, if we go the order, before Shabbos, to take out the Muktzah from the weekday suit. To remember to do it. I'll explain later why. To remember to take out the Muktzah from the packets before Shabbos. Okay, now we'll go back to Shabbos. So the Seder HaDvorim, the order is like this. This year, Shabbos, we will daven Minche much earlier because we have to finish Shalashudas before Shkia. So, b'meile, other you daven Minche Gdoila, other you daven early, other, even if you daven Minche, you will have to daven a bit late, a bit earlier, not to wait to the last minute because then you don't have a mokum for Shalashudas. So, you daven Minche a bit early, then you do Shalashudas. Stam Efshar is the mokum to be mazbir take, b'dach agav, was it the pshat shalashudas? Why it's called shalashudas? The statement is the third suda. So why the second suda is not called sheni suda? I don't know how you call it. Suda shnira. And shalashudas is in other languages. In Lashon HaKodesh it's called suda shlishis. From where the shalashudas got the name of shalashudas? It's the third meal. So why the second one? But it's Poshet. Now the reason it's called Shalashudas is first, Shein Chazal, that you have to eat Shalashudas in Shabbos. So, because when a person eats two Sudas, it doesn't show nothing that he's doing Lekovet Shabbos. Every day you eat two Sudas. As Mishtubta Rain, Adrita Suda inside, it shows that the whole eating of Shabbos was Lekovet Shabbos. So the Mele, the Shalashudas, and the whole Heft of the Shalashudas is like the Seuda Shlishis. It's not this number three, that I'm making a Seuda Shlishis for Shabbos. That's the Mele from Shalashudas. Now, the halacha is you're allowed to eat in Shalashudas, Bosor, Vayayin, everything. Even if normally during the year, you don't eat Bosor, Vayayin, and Shalashudas, this year you're allowed to eat basar v'yayin and shalashudas. Now, not only that, you're allowed to eat in shalashudas a lot to fill yourself up and to drink that you will have koyach to fast. But you're not allowed to say it bepeh that you're eating so much that you will have, like tell your friend, no, eat a lot, and you'll have koyach. Not allowed to talk it out. Now, Now, the Mogen Avrom paskens that you're not allowed to go and make parties in this Shana Shudas. Even though the Shabbos, you're not allowed to sit and make a Sudas Mereim Shana Shudas. Ander Noeg Nishtazay. Ander Noeg Nishtazay. They Noeg to have a Sudas Mereim. Now, to sing, Reb Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe paskens, you're allowed to sing in Shana Shudas. Reb Moshe Paskins, you're allowed to sing Shalashudas. Reb Shaya Develetsky holds that it's also to sing. Now, there's a mitzvah to Mefarsim, that this is Taki the Aloha, you have to be makpid to stop to eat Shkia. Not a second after Shkia. The Maisim, Alamol Machbu, 2-3 minutes before Shkia, because we don't know exactly if the calendar Shkia is the right Shkia, the mountains and the houses around Yerushalayim. So you have to be makpid to finish on the shudas 2 or 3 minutes before shkia. Benching, you could bench later. I'm a choyni, man, as long as I could try to do also before. But the suda has to be finished in shkia. Now, all the other halachas, the vow don't start. I know, achile v'shtia starts in shkia. And shkia is also by achile v'shtia. Rechitza also is asur, and also Tash B'Shamita. These all of these inuim be'etzem start be'etzem from Shkia. The Shaila, what happens with the inui from the ilas asandol to wear the shoes? So the machlekes apoiskim. So I want to be masbir. The ikar ha'aloche be'etzem bo dal in Shulchan Aruch that you don't change till nacht. But I'll explain when is nacht. But you don't change biz nacht. This is the ikar ha'aloche what the poiskim bring down. Lemaiser Rabbi Yashiv Firtzach is in his house that he takes off his shoes and shkia. He says like this: if you're going to be smedrash lemarshul, you're not allowed to walk without shoes. It looks avelus. Aber luyetzuyer, you're in your house. He tells people go more without with slippers inside the house. So while people go with slippers inside the house, b'meile. It doesn't look avelis befaresia, and he himself is machmir in his house to take off the slip, the shoes already in shkia. Again, meikar adin, you could be machmir on yourself. Some people say it's not a chumre. You know, you got avelis in Shabbos. The guy be changing the clothes to weekday clothes. So you don't change your clothes bis nacht. Now when is nacht? So if you really keep Rabbeinu Tam mamish l'chumre l'kule, so by you nacht will be taki Rabbeinu Tam. But if not, so l'maise, the minig is after 20 minutes you say Boruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, and you change, you're not allowed to sit anymore on a chair. After 20 minutes you say Boruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, and you change to the week, the katchila is better to change all of your clothes. If you can't, at least to take off the tie, to change the jacket, or better to change the week, the clothes completely, and then you go to shul. Now, another zach you have to know, if you're a person that doesn't carry in Shabbos, to prepare the kinnis in the place that you want to go to, because some people are machman Rabbeinu Tam, and they don't carry biz Rabbeinu Tam. They change their clothes, but then they have to have kinnis. Or even if people want to go before, Lama Zalgan is going with his shoes and he will take off his shoes. He finished on his shudas, he has to walk with his shoes yet, he's going to the yeshiva and he's taking off the shoes in the yeshiva. So if he takes his kinnis with him, Be'etzem it's achonim mishavis lechol. So the only answer is, if he were planning to look a little bit in the kinnis before, not to say kinnis, maybe to look a little pirushim of eicha before, so if he's planning to look a little bit in the kinnis before, so then he's allowed to take the kinnis with him. Now, Motzei Shabbos is no avdola this year. Again, you have to say Boruch HaMavdil, and to try take to be makpid, come on, try more to be makpid, to say an Atoch HaNantonu. Every year, it's Alamol, you have to say an Atoch HaNantonu, but this time, take that is no avdola alakois. So it's the Indian to say an Atoch HaNantonu. If you forgot to say an Atoch HaNantonu, to say Boruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Now, to remember again, the Noshim that are not going to Shul, and a lot of the ladies don't daven Ma'ariv, so while a lot of the ladies don't daven Ma'ariv, so you have to take a Makpid to remind the ladies to say, Boruch HaMavdi B'Kodesh L'chol. So the Ma'ariv again, the minig is, we do Avdole Motzei Tishabov. Even so, the minig is, that's the Aloche, the Broche from Boirem O'ir Ha'esh, you can't do only Motzei Shabbos, so we do the Broche of Boirem O'ir Ha'esh. So all the yeshivas and the shul that you will be before the kines, they light fire, and they make Boirem O'ir Ha'esh. The Ma'ariv, our minig is that the ladies don't do it. So B'Shem Zalman brought down that the machmirim, as B'Shem Zalman gehalten, that if you have a wife or noshim that are waiting for you, not to make Boirem O'ir Ha'esh in the shul, to wait till you come back home, and to say Boirem O'ir Ha'esh, and to be moitzi the noshim. A choyle that will be doing avdole by night, we'll see Baal, so better that he will not do the Boirem O'ir Ha'esh in the shul when everyone does, just when he goes back home and he makes avdole, he will take Boirem O'ir Ha'esh. Again, if he forgot to make Boirem O'ir Ha'esh by night, you don't do Boirem O'ir Ha'esh by day. Now, a choyle that does avdole, like we'll see in a minute, he doesn't make Boirem Mine B'Samin. Now, it was a big machlekes achroinim, back and forth, we could marry chalein of them again to shir. If a choyle makes a avdole, the shayla was on a choyle and on a cotton. It's a cotton that eats. No, but Rabbi Zahra, a cotton that is 11 years old, he has to eat, but he doesn't eat before avdole. He will do avdole or not do avdole. Anoshim, after they have to eat, your lettuce, mubere, that can fast, choyle. No, but you guys mubere have to, but I'm saying, when they're in the shir, that they don't have to fast. No, but what's to do with avdole? I'm told you should not avdole. So on Ktanim, the Ikar HaAchroa was that they eat without Avdole. Because there's no chinuch of that, because Mitzvah Hashem, when they be older, they will fast. And Choylim was letters back and forth to Bishop Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Rebbe Liashiv. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was noted very stark to eat without Avdole. And Rebbe Liashiv tells him very stark to eat with Avdole. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks back to Rebbe Liashiv, but on what he will do Avdole? And Rabbi Yashi says, "On Chamar Medina." But Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, "We don't have Chamar Medina." The Chazanish told us that in our days we don't know what is Chamar Medina. Beer? Who drinks beers? Coke? Piece of water? Was oranges? Chmeishnis? Was it does? Efshan America? But it's not talking Chamar Medina, though. So b'meila, we don't have what to do. Avdolah. And to drink wine, Tisha B'Av Shteit Kol Ha'Echel V'Shei Zayin B'Suda Mafsekes Einel Zeicha V'Roye. So even if you're allowed to eat, so Rabbi Liashiv sends him back that to do avdole and to do on grape juice. Tells him first the isur is only besudah mafsekes. So the mafsekes is meisim muta lefonov. But we see the gedorim a little bit when we go into the lomdes. Tishba valein is a bissel anders. Tishba valein is a bissel anders. And grape juice he says dochshita saramba, but anyway it's not considered wine. So mainly to do on grape juice. So the Ma'ariv in Klal Yisrael today, the way that it's accepted is that if you're sick and you have to eat Tisha B'Av, you do have Dole. Taki interesant, moments Hashem, when you'll be married, and Lama Zog and your wife has to eat, so, you know, the ladies don't like to drink of Dole. And Shait Malocha not to drink. Chutzma they don't like. So what to do? So, and brera, they have to drink. Maybe they could give it to a little kid. But the shayla is be'iker, who does the avdola? Who does the avdola? Come inside. Who does the avdola? So the lady could do the avdola. But a lot of people, what they do is, if they have a wife or someone sick in the house that has to do avdola, what they do is, they do the Avdole already, instead of waiting to Motzei Tisha B'Av, as long as someone's sick, they do Avdole Motzei Shabbos, and the Motzei with the Avdole, everyone, and the Choyle already drinks the wine. The grape juice. But to remember, if Chas V'Shalom, someone is sick, and he has to drink, to remember to be makpid, to drink only a revis. To remember to drink only a revis. Because be'etzem, more from a revis is no heter to drink. More from a revis is no heter to drink. So you have to be very makpid. Mamish puk lach a revis. Shir chazanish, abadas it does. I want to go a little bit in to the halachas of Tisha B'Av, and we'll start Keseda. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Paskins, Tisha B'Av Osur Berechitze Siche Ne'ilas Asandol Tashmish Amito Ve'osur Likrois Batoiro Ve'Nevim Ve'Ksuvim. ואוסור לקרוא איזבטוירו בנביאים ובכסובים שנאמר פקודי השם ישורי מסמכי לב אבל קוירו בדבורים הרוי. So you're not allowed to rinse, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to נעיל הססנדול, you're not allowed to תשמיש המיטו, ואוסור לקרוא איזבטוירו בנביאים. Clear the world to Shaila. What is the pshat in this איסור to learn תירה and תשע בו? The pshat is as it. As a chiyuv Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av? No, it's also. So, Abba Lamashal, to learn Iyov, you have to. To learn Eicha, you have to learn. It's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, Yom Ha'Laila. You have a chiyuv to sit and learn day and night. No, you're not allowed to learn happy Zachen. So, I will learn sad Zachen. Other name. And Tisha B'Av, you potuf in Talmud Torah. If you want, you could learn sad zach. Take it easy. Every person is mechuyav to learn 24 hours every day. He's also to learn this zach, and I'm mechuyav to learn other zach. All the beitzim is a ptur, no me meg learn the other zach. Avada, when you start to think about it, I mean, Avada is a chiyuv to learn. Grada isur to learn and dvorim ha-mesamrim. But we'll learn good. The Indian will see sinishta zei poshet. We'll learn sinishta zei poshet. What is that? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes that you're not allowed to say, we don't say Uva Letzion by night, we skip the posuk from Uva Letzion. We skip the pasuk from Uva Letzion. Why? Uva Letzion Goyel. Ein Geula Balaila. This is the reason we say V'zois Brisi. We also don't say Shenire Ka'oimer Brisa Lakines She'osur B'Talmud Toiro. Why we don't say V'zois Brisi and Tisha B'Av? Because you can't say a Bris and Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av is Osur B'Talmud Toiro. Also b'talmud Torah, it's mutar b'talmud Torah. Tisha B'Av is also b'talmud Torah. Not allowed to learn happy zach. So it's mashab sub sa'isu. Rami mazbaz. The Rambam, zmanim, zna Rambam zmanim. Perek Hei Halacha Yud Aleph Hilchos Tainis. Perek Hei Halacha Yud Aleph. Talmidei Chachomim Ein Noisnim Zeh Lezeh Sholem B'Tisha B'Av Elo Yoshvim Dvuim V'Ne'enochim Ke'Aveilim. אסור לקרוא בתשע בו, בתרא, בנביאים, בכסובים, בשני הלוחס, אלא קורא לו באייב. ומקצה סך החומים, נויגים שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש. למה זה נקודת לשון הרמב"ם? ומקצה סך החומים, נויגים שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש. חלק מן התלמידי חכמים הנוהג עם תשעה באב שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש. זה בעניין של הרמב״ם. ומקצת החכמים נוהגים שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש. פרקצר דשאי לבוסי דפשט. משמע אין דרמב״ם, דתפילין של יד, די פונן. שזה דמקצת החכמים דינן פונן, תפילין של ראש. What is the difference? And Hilchis Ovel in Perik Tes, Perik Dalet, entschuldig, Perik Dalet Alochetes, Ha-Ovel b'yoyim Rishoin osur leaniach tfilin. What does it say, davka tfilin shel roish, tfilin shel yad? Ovel is osur leaniach tfilin. Ovel is osur leaniach tfilin. So if Ovel is osur leaniach tfilin, so why in Tisha B'Av, mikza sachachomim, ein manichim bo'i tfilin b'roish? Legabei Ovel, Abi Masbir. Lemoshel, Rabbeinu Yechiel mi-Paris, in Moed Kotten, he holds that Ovel only is not allowed to put tfilin b'roish. What is the mocha? Pe'elcho, Moshe, come on. Pe'elcho, chobu sholecho. Pe'elcho, chobu sholecho. Vashtei, pe'elcho, chobu sholecho. And Ovel is nishkeper. And there's like the Mogen Avrom. What is the Mogen? Shenema, pe'er chorchov u'sholecho. And the Mele, Ovel can have pe'er. Ichel. Aber mimon epshach. If the Rambam holds that side tfilin shel yad and shel roish is pe'er, and pas nisht to Ovel to have tfilin, pas can also in Tisha B'Av, that you're not allowed to wear tfilin, not shel yad and not shel roish. And if you hold only tfilin shel roish is a problem with pe'er, so also Ovel. Why in Hilchis Ovel, Paskin the Rambam, that you don't put on tefillin Sai Shel Yad, Sai Shel Rosh? And in Hilchis Tisha B'Av, Mikta Sachachomim, Ein Manichim Bo'i Tefillin B'Rosh. Why only tefillin Shel Rosh? So they said, Lefi Rabin Yechiel B'Paris, it's good. Ovel Eichet. And Rav Avraham in Ahar, in Tzuki Chof Eichet, learned that Zevir Abichiel B'Paris. But the Rambam doesn't know that Zevir Abichiel B'Paris. Erhal, that Ovel is potul from both tefillin. So if Ovel, Kiv, come inside. If Ovel is potul from both tefillin, v'meile, if Ovel is potul from both tefillin, so why in Tisha B'Av is different? Why in tefillin is different? I'll ask another kasha. I don't know if you know our minig, but we have a different kind of minig. We don't put on tefillin in the morning, and we put on tefillin in the afternoon. As they pass in the Mishnah Berurah. We don't put on tefillin in the morning. What is it? If Tisha B'Av is a day that you're not allowed to put on tefillin, don't put on tefillin b'chlal. If Tisha B'Av is not a day that you don't put on tefillin the whole day. What is this pshara? What is this pshara? That Tisha B'Av, you don't put on tefillin in the morning, and you put it in the afternoon. The third child is a minig by the Sfardisha in Eretz Yisrael, that in the house they put on tefillin in the morning. No one knows, they put on. What's it does? So you have three shailas. First child, what's it the pshad? Mikta sachachomim ein manichim by tefillin barosh. Malefshach. Other don't put on tefillin bichlal, other put on tefillin. Why in Hilchis Ovel, you divide it? It's one question. Second question is, what is the pshat that till Mincha we don't put on tefillin, from Mincha we put on? And then what's the pshat in the Sfardish and Mineg that they put on tefillin betzina? What's it the pshat? So to be masbir this, but I've zogin da festa yisoy. So da gemore in ksuves, da vob. Vav amud beis. Ovel chayev bekol ha-mitzves chutz min ha-tfilin. Sheneemar bohem pe'er. Zog de Eli Kerashi. Sheneemar bohem pe'er. Pe'er chor chovu sholecho. ואובל מעולול באופור קרנוי, ואין זה פאר לתפילין. ואין זה פאר לתפילין. So Rashi says, why אובל is פוטור מתפילין? תפילין are called פאר. Or אובל is מעולול באופור קרנוי ורוישוי. קרנוי ורוישוי. His head is full with אופור. ואין זה פאר לתפילין. אז זה קרשי עם ברוכס. So what is mashma? That it's not covered for the tefillin to be an ovel. Tefillin nemar bo emper. Ovel is me'ulul bo ofer karmei ve'roishoi. Pass nish the tefillin to be an ofer. Aber Rashi in Suki Chofei says, you know why ovel is poto mit tefillin? Ovel lav bar pe'eru. Shekeivon shemispa'er. מרא בעצמו שאין אובל. מהילכס אביילוס. If an oval will put on tefillin, he looks like a king, he doesn't look like an oval. So we have two reasons why oval is potur mitfillin. One reason Rashi brings down, because it's nishkin covets a tefillin. Tefillin is pe'er, and the oval is full with eifer. While the oval is full with eifer, pass nish to legen a rein, a eliket, come inside, come inside. Pass nicht zu legen da rein. Tfilin auf Eifer. Aber das ist ein Chefze auf Eifer. Pass nicht zu legen da rein. Tfilin auf Eifer. Das ist mit Zad Echot. Mit Zad Sheini, Rashi in Sukkah says, the reason the Ovel doesn't wear Tfilin is, because the Ovel is an Avelis, and if he puts a Tfilin, he looks like there. ואין נועה לא תסבר. אז קומת אויס מבור פן רשי that is two דינים in הלכויס אובל בפוטו מן התפילין. One דין, we'll call it, we'll make it in ישיב שווה. One way is מדיני התפילין, pass nish to תפילין to be an אובל, you מבז את האלי כתפילין, like you're not allowed to go in תפילין in a place that is a ריח רע, ומילא, you פוטו, this is one דין, and the second דין is, the reason you פוטו is, not midine ha-tfilin, midine ha-veilis. Pass nish for the ovel to wear tfilin. I'll tell you, it's a porn of kemines. It's not stam ha-shayla, it's a porn of kemines. The Keren Eiro says on ha-kemine, if a person is oinen and Shabbos, that's a hand good. A person, we know oinen is potom min ha-tfilin. We pass in Shabbos is potom min ha-tfilin, so you can't find it in the Haitike. A person is oin and his father was nifter in Shabbos. When the Omer Shabbos is man tefillin, he puts on a tefillin on that. It's not a veilus in Shabbos. So the man the Omer, that the reason that the Ovel cannot put on the tefillin would be because it's not a veilus, because a person that puts on tefillin, he looks happy, he looks like a king. But in Shabbos, there's no din veilus. So while there's no din veilus in Shabbos, he would have to put on the tefillin. But if it's a bizoyan to that feeling, if it's a bizoyan to that feeling to be an ovel, so his bechefze is ovel. He's not allowed to show people that he's ovel. Dvarim shebitzina anayik b'shabes. Chayolim says another nefkimina, the gela aloch for the Americanische. If a person is a oinen in chalamoed, in America they put on tefillin in chalamoed. You oinen in chalamoed, to put on tefillin or not. It's no din avelis in chalamoed. Aber you are ovel b'chefze. So if it's mitzad that you're not allowed to show avelis, you're allowed to put on tefillin in chalamoed. But if it's a yisur, it's a bizayin to the tefillin, it's a zayin of a ovel. Even in chalamoed. So the chayodom says to put on. La'aloche, chgirish l'arayin. I heard another nefkemine. Na'alochev, shmur, rechoiko, you have to make epis on minig avelis, to take off a shoe, if you could do with tefillin. But it could be another nefkemine. If it's medine at tefillin, if it's medine at tefillin, you don't say osu. Come on. If it's medine at tefillin, you don't say osu. Paslish. It's not nice for the tefillin. But if it's meilches avelis, it's also. If it's Milchus Avelis, it's also. So, Abarazay, I think, Now, in Rambam is mashma taki, there is two dinim. The Rambam, why is this? I want to be masbet. So we will be asked in Rashi that is two dinim, why a person is not allowed to wear tefillin and tisha b'av, and aveilus. It's two dinim, why you're not allowed to wear tefillin when you are over. One din, pas nish in the tefillin. Se nish get covered for tefillin, se zayna for over. Pas nish. Rashi says, the over is eifer. Pas nish to zayn pe'er al eifer. And another, this is medina at tefillin. And there's another din, not medina at tefillin, medina at over. A person that puts on tefillin shows that he's not over. It's aloha bilchis aveilis, that you're not allowed to laugh, you're not allowed to wear nice clothes, you're not allowed to go out to play. It's different dinim, you're not allowed to wear tachshitim, you're not allowed to put on tefillin. Rashi by stories, there is two dinim. As they by stories in Rashi. Come inside. So it's my fault that we started early. This isn't attacking. So Barzei lo migen weiter. We had a kasha and the Rambam. The Rambam paskins mikta sachachomim ein manichim boi tefillin shebarosh. Mikta sachachomim don't put on tishbol tefillin shebarosh. And we asked beyuchis avelis the Rambam paskins. That you're not allowed to put on tefillin, not tefillin shel yad, not tefillin shel rosh. So why in Tisha B'Av the Rambam paskin, the Rambam Mikdash HaChachamim didn't put on the whole Tisha B'Av tefillin shel rosh? Mimad efshach? If they hold that it's a din aveilus in Tisha B'Av, don't put on tefillin bichlal. If you don't hold that it's a din aveilus, put on tefillin. And aveilus you paskin, you don't put on. The terrors the Rambam give paskin to the tzvei dinim. It's one din mehilchis at tefillin and one din mehilchis. Aveilus, and I want to be masbir. The Rambam paskin laze. Mehilcha is aveilus, that it shows that you're not an ovel, it's only on tefillin shebarosh. If I get tefillin shebiyad, be'etzem it's covered, we don't show it. Be a soider. What is the tachshit? Tefillin shebarosh. V'rol kol am me'oretz, ki sheim Hashem nikro alecho v'yoru mimeko. That's a tefillin shebarosh. Tefillin shebarosh, shein dem v'rou kol amei ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikro alecho v'yoru mimeko. I heard once from Taken Shmir Shabbos, Maisa Amol, I asked him Taki, he told me, I'm telling you exactly. So, Rabbi Yashiv sent him to go to South America, Brazil, somewhere else, to Shech, to check the Shechita is okay. And he went. Kitzer, when he had the Daven Shachris, it was in the airport in Sao Paulo, it's a big airport. The Kitzer, he had the Daven, although it's a very full which caught him. He couldn't Daven. And the Bnei Levi said, you know, we will Daven, there's no place to Daven. So he told him, bring me the talis and tefillin. Put on his talis, put on the tefillin shel yad, put on the tefillin shel rosh. He said, V'rou kol amei ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikro alecho v'yoru mimeko. And everyone left the room. So told me three or four people that were there. So I decided to ask him. You know. So I went to ask him. He told me, Fashteinish, ki rou kol amei ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikro alecho v'yoru mimeko. Like, what is the chiddush? What is the chiddush? אז יש לי אלו תפילין שבראש. תגיע את המורפם, זה נרבה, שאלו תפילין שבראש, ניש על הראש. זאת אומרת שזה תפילין על הראש, then it doesn't work. אז אין תפילין שבראש. אבל מכל מקום, so this is תפילין שבראש. So תפילין שבראש, or over can have a תפילין שבראש. Or over can have a תפילין שבראש. It doesn't look. It's another halacha. Mehilcha is a tefillin. Tefillin haKodesh dikezach. They can't be an ovel. This is side tefillin shebeyad, side tefillin shebarosh. Medina a tefillin. It's not to get to the tachshit, to the jewelry shebay. It's to get to the chafetz from tefillin. So if the chafetz from tefillin, side tefillin shebarosh, side tefillin shebeyad, but every ovel is ovel bechafetz. Tisha B'Av we're not ovel bechafetz. The ganze yom we have veilim. There's a din new gavelis on this day. As the new gavelis, it's only to show gavelis. This is the reason mikzas hachachomim ein manichim by tefillin shebarosh. Das ilchur da'avona in the Rambam. So we're learning in the Rambam that there's two dinim: is milchis tefillin and milchis gavelis. Milchis tefillin tak is tzay tefillin shebiyad, tzay tefillin shebarosh. Milchis gavelis is only tefillin shebarosh. And brisk, they were not mekabel this Torah, that we say. The brisk of his medrash was not mekabel this Torah. Even Lemay said, Maril Diskin, as God given the Rav Amor, and Chelek HaKsovim Simen Ches, it's kimat mashma the ganze word that we're saying now. The Sefer Yismach Moshe, it's in the end of Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, it's mashma the word that we're saying now. Come on. I'll tell you why the briskers don't like this thing. They tiny like this. The briskers tiny like this. If we say that it's two dinim, ein din milchis tefillin, and ein din milchis aveilas, so l'chure, the Rambam had to bring down this halacha, not only in hilchis aveilas, also in hilchis tefillin. Forget, you say b'hilchis aveilas, you're only not allowed to wear tefillin shebarosh. The male Tishbav only has the Yuchis Avelis. Al Yuchis Tfilin, you're not allowed to wear side Tfilin Shabbat Yad Zivu Boish. So had to be a Aloche by Yuchis Tfilin, Osur Le'ovel, Lil Boish Tfilin. Why does Aloche be Yuchis Ovel? That doesn't mean that Ovel. Ovel is allowed to wear. He's not allowed to wear Tfilin Shabbat Roish. Tfilin Shabbat Yad is allowed to wear. Al Yuchis Tfilin is not allowed to wear it. And Shulchan Aruch Taka, it's brought down twice. And similar with Beis, also lo avel haniach tefillin. But the Rambam is shver. Because I'm going to say Yeshiva Shateret and Yashiv, that the Rambam wanted to say the Isu. Again, in Shulchan, I want to be Masber. Masber, what is the Briska time? Shulchan Aruch Taka writes it twice. There's a famous Maise, everyone knows the famous Maise mit Reb Chaim. Right? Everyone knows the famous Maise. Amor was two Mesim in Stadt. Her Oni was Nifter. And after a couple hours, it was like Grace Gvir was Nifter. So the Chavre Kadisha was Misasek first with the Kvura from the Gvir. Sheikhat, as unsere Parsha, Yahweh Reine Chachomim. And then, later, the Mistapel and the Oni. So the family from the Oni were very insulted. Their mess had to lay there, wait. So they went to Reb Chaim to complain. So Reb Chaim took out a Rambam. It was medafdef, back and forth. Reb Chaim told him, it's not your business, it's my business. So they asked Reb Chaim, what's... Reb Chaim said he was looking, if this halacha, that if one mess is niftar first, you have to bury him first. It will be written down in Hilchis Aveilus or not. It's Aloha, it's Ein Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs. If the Rambam would bring it in Hilchis Aveilus, so it's Medina Aveilus, you have a Taina. But if the Rambam didn't bring it down in Hilchis Aveilus, so it's not it's a Din Ein Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs. No, this is Atzrof and Shtot, I will yell on them. You don't have a Schus. At Hilchis Aveilus, you don't have a Schus. It's not Dine Inyan, it's my Inyan, Atzrof, to yell on them. That we're over everything from Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs. Most they got to play for Krishma, we'll also have to yell on them. But there's no saying the Nitando. So maybe Tanya the Briska is as the Gemara lo Reb Chis Tefillin, Gedav Zayin Lechis Tefillin, if it is Reb Chaim. Why it's only Lechis Ovel? But the Shulchan Aruch brings it in Lechis Tefillin, as an Ishken Raya. But he said a poor more. Shulchan Aruch, it's not a Halacha Sefer. It's a calendar. You get up in the morning, what to do? Tzitzis, what you do to put on Tefillin. What to do? Daven. What to do? Shabbos. What to do? Nochdem? First you have Seuda. You wash your hands, you bench. Like it's a Muslim, then you have Shabbos, then Yontif comes, and then the order of the days. So you finish the day, the week, the year. This is the order. Pesach, the Ganzer Regalim, Bispurim. So, man, we want to know when you open the calendar, 2 o'clock, the second hour of the day, tefillin, when if you're over, don't do it. So but the Shechon Aruch brings in his tefillin, is not going to rise at tefillin, the Kehalocha. And the Kehalocha, we will go to like in the briskers, we will go like the Marim Diskin, as Yozok Tazay, and when we have Rashi, there's like a 2 dinim, as a din with his tefillin, as a din with his over, and this is the Pshat in Mikzah Sachachomim, that the Taki didn't put on tefillin shel Roish, but they put on tefillin shel Yad. Now, over Razeh, we could say this is the Pshat Taka and the Sfardeshe, that they had a minig to put on tefillin in Yerushalayim, they had a minig to put on tefillin in Betzina. They hold that it's only Be'etzim al Tzniu Gavelis, mele Betzina. Over Razeh, we could say Pshat, that this is the Pshat Taka and the minig that we have, that we don't put on tefillin in Shachris, but we put on tefillin after Chatzos. Mimor Pshach. The Rambam Paskens, Mikta Sachachomim, Eiman Michi Boi Tfilin Baresh. Say that, this is good. But we have a Mot Nezach. In the morning we don't, okay, we Paskens, also Tfilin Shiliyad, also Tfilin Shaloish. But in the morning we don't put on Tfilin, and afternoon we put on Tfilin. Stop, what's it this? The Teretz is Azay. We hold the Zalbel of this. The Magen Avraham already asks the Kasha. The Teres is Azek, it's Al Derech Dem. We have Chamisho Inuim and Tishabov, right? Achille, Shtie, Rechitze, Siche, Tash Meshamito, Ne'ilas HaSandol. Chutz from these Inuim, we have another Zach and Tishabov that we don't have in Yom Kippur. We go down to the floor. Why we go down to the floor? Talmud Teres also asked the whole time. Because it's a gather of Meisoy Muta Lefonov. The gather is Kemeisoy Muta Lefonov. Achriso B'yoymar. Also in the time of the Gemore, in the first, in Achriso B'yoymar, the attack, it was different halachas. And the same thing, this means we don't wear tefillin. Achriso B'yoymar. The gather is of Achriso B'yoymar, like the first day of Avelis. This is the reason in the morning we don't put on tefillin. After Chatzos, we get up from the Oretz. Me'ikar adin isur meloche, steps in Chatzos. Tisha b'av shenitche, balabris oichel achar Chatzos. It's a different kind of avelis. It's bevus the maizah, the mother of Reb Chaim had to go somewhere. To a doctor. So she had to go with shoes. So Reb Chaim told her to go after Chatzos. He said, "Bis Chatzos is 2 dinim. There's 1 din Tisha B'av and there's din Meitzim Mutar Lefonov. After Chatzos, you will only over on that halacha. B'meile, the tefillin are for that sort of avelis. The avelis that came after Chatzos is an under sort of avelis. It's not an avelis of Meitzim Mutar Lefonov. I think this is a givaldik pshat and my serav is brought down that the goyen." When he finished Kinnis, and the fourth hour, like 10, 11, he would put on tefillin. And everyone asks, what is the mocker? How? Well, Shait Chatzos. No, the pshat is, and the Ramosh state, that after Kinnis, you sit on the chairs. So Mishneh Berurah learns that it means Chatzos. Just normally Kinnis finishes with Chatzos. But the Goyen Weisdeist learned Nishtazeh, that the gather that Chazal were Kiveya, they were not Kiveya Chatzos, they were Kiveya after Kinnis, the Avela stops. In Mele, you're allowed to sit in the chair, in Mele, you're allowed to put on the tefillin. This is the reason in Mincha we say, Nachamu, Nachamu. This is the Haftorah of Mincha, the Nechome starts. We say, Nachem Tzioin, we say, we make a brach in Yerushalayim, Nachem Tzioin. It's another matzah. Mishneh Berurah says the marshal, the person that smokes in Tisha B'av, Mishneh Berurah says he's chayv nidui. Mishneh Berurah says someone is very hard for him. After Chatzos in a closed room, maybe he's allowed to smoke. So now we'll be clear on a shayla. This shayla had a big machlekes b'gdoyli oiroi. So, lefi what we're saying, the shayla, what happened? The lomdas, the way we're saying it, it's mashma, we're giving a lomdas. that be'etzem we accept the halacha, we accept the mikzas hachachomim that didn't put on tefillin. Just we don't put on side tefillin shebe'yad, side tefillin shebe'roish. Just we hold the shpitz avelis is biz chatzois. The avelis from after chatzois is not a stira to tefillin. Or we could learn that like our shtikl teira. We could learn that be'etzem tisha b'av is chayav betefillin. In the morning, the symbolic is Achmesh is going to be to Zogin to us, we don't put on tefillin. But not be'etzem, Iker, Ha'aloch, like the Mikzas HaChachomim by the Rambam, they didn't put on tefillin Sheberoish the whole day. But they hold Tisha B'Av is part of mitfillin. So we said, we also tefillin Sheberoish, we said a shtikl teirah. Now we said that we hold Til Chatzos. So the Shah is Til Chatzos, we hold Takis is Potter in Gansen. On the day, where's the Nafkemina? A person that knows that he cannot put on tefillin after chatzos. I had a ma'aser last year, 3 years ago, 2 years ago it was, 3 years ago I think. A yid was in a hospital. I made up the ma'aser to merit. But I went to the gedolim with a ma'aser, I made up a ma'aser, kilo, and I went to ask the gedolim. I have a yid in the hospital, and he's having an operation 20 minutes before chatzos, a surgery of 10 hours. So he can't put on tefillin after chatzos. To put on tefillin in the morning or not? If the pshat the morning is potter, the morning is potter. If the pshat we don't teach about his chayim, mishpirtzach hazeh. Rabbi Solyanke Fisher told me, don't put on tefillin. We don't put on tefillin until chatzos. That's an halacha. Mikta sachachomim bidet. I'm going to say, you can tell it. Mikta sachachomim. The Shmir Shabbos told me avada you have to. The Shulchan Aruch, we said, brings down the aloche that over is potur mitfilin and ilchis tfilin also. If you open Simon Lamadches, state, Tisha B'Av Chayev Betfilin. Tisha B'Av Chayev Betfilin. By also, Nuches Tisha B'Av state, you don't put on tefillin in the morning, only in the afternoon. So how does Shulchan Aruch Nuches Tefillin write, Tisha B'Av Chayev Betfilin? Okay, the Ramos says, Ayin Lekamon. The Ramos says, Mechabe says, Mishkin Ayin Lekamon. So, steht, Tisha B'Av chayev betfilin. You come to Chris Tisha B'Av, in the morning you don't put on tefillin, in the afternoon you put on tefillin. And you might have shach. You might have shach. What's geitzach? The Teretz is. Come inside, pass. The Teretz is, Tisha B'Av is chayev betfilin. So, you can't do it. Now, there's another shaila. A person has to eat in Tisha B'Av. So don't mention, I have to eat. They're sick. So now, the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat before you put on tefillin. So, Shem Zaman Oyabach said, say that, but tefillin is still chatzos. Shem Zaman Oyabach said, tefillin is chatzos. So if tefillin is chatzos, so you can eat breakfast, and you put on tefillin in mincha. But in Maram Shik state, no. This person has to put on tefillin before he eats breakfast. The same machlekes. Shem Zaman hold his nose man achiv. I think if you look in the Mishneh Brura, it's mashma like this. Because if someone will ask you after this chelik of the shir, so why you don't put on tefillin in the Tisha B'Av? What you will answer? Till the afternoon. Not, stop, I ask you, why you don't put on tefillin in the Tisha B'Av? What you will answer? Shenemar bo em peher, und tefillin is nishken peher, b'meile pas nish. This is the reason we don't put on tefillin. If you open the Mishneh Brura, Maglevon Taka says it. Mishneh Brura brings down a goyen, Shenemar hishlich mishomayim eretz. Tiferes Yisroel, Eilu Tfilin. So, my apostle, you found from the Shomayim. הישליך משומיים ארץ. תפארת ישראל, זה זכר חופץ חיים. ורינו הולשתיקל תארה, פאר, 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 אין, תחס איפר, טו דינים, וואל דינים, בריס כזה, סגרת שתיקל תארה, קום דה משנה ברורה, ידור פה להם תפילין, הם שברו בגדל לא זה פוסק דור. יש לי רשומיים מארץ תפארס, אלה תפילין. נוהגים שלא להניח תפילין בתשבוב, על פי המדרש, בוצה עם רוסוי ביזה פורפירו דילי, זה טליס, הישליך משמיים ארץ תפארס ישראל, זו תפילין. אני אצפה לה, זה שער הציוני, וזה לא שער הציוני. זה לא שער הציוני. זה לא שער הציוני. זה מאוד נזח. לא שער הציוני. We learn a whole different thing. The Torah, the Ma'aseh of the Chofetz Chaim learned that if the Shulchan Aruch passes that in the middle of the day you put on tefillin, Ma'aseh is not masking to the Mikzas HaChachomim that it's a Shaychus to the Avelis Dikas story. No Shaychus to Avelis. It's no Shaychus to Avelis. It's a Naya Aloha. Yishlich Mishomayim Eretz. Over Hazeh, we could go back to our Chakir that we started to Chakir. What is the Chakira we started? We had a Chakira, why are you not allowed, the Pshat, what happens in Tisha B'Av? You have to learn, just you can't learn happy stuff, so you have to learn sad stuff. But that's you put to learn in Tisha B'Av. If you want, you could learn sad stuff. Dvorim Ha'atzuvim. So Bepashtas, Bepashtas, Avada, the gather is that you have to learn, so you're not allowed to learn Dvorim Ha'mesapchim. It's a ritmo in Moed Kot. It says, Ovel chayev bekol ha-mitzvahs chutz min ha-tfilin. Frag the ritmo of what it doesn't say, Ovel chayev bekol ha-mitzvahs chutz min ha-tfilin v'talmud toiro. It says because he reads Krishma. What is the kasha? He's chayev in Talmud toiro. Learn Iyov, learn Gittin. He's not potum in Talmud toiro. The ritmo wants to be written down, Ovel chayev bekol ha-teiro, chutz min ha-tfilin v'talmud teiro. So, I'm sorry, the ritmo that I can't hold, you're not allowed to learn dvorim ha-roim also, you're not allowed to learn. But the world wants to say that the mocker is al pi dor ha-chayim ha-kodesh. Dor ha-chayim in Parshas Ekev zogt that you only mechuyev to learn when you're happy. B'simcho. Pkudei Hashem Yeshorim Mesamchei Lev. And it says when a person is not Mesamchei Lev, Meikar Adin is Osur to learn. Not because you, Midina Teire! Not the Din on you. Chutzpah to the Teire to learn with a sad face. A person comes with a paper of the king. The king said, and like, he has a grumpy face. The king will kill him. As I read the paper of the king, you're not allowed to read it. So the Rachaim HaKadosh says that a Melchiz Nishkin B'Simcha is also to learn. Chiddush of the Rachaim HaKadosh. So Kum Toi is that in Tisha B'Av Be'etzem, Lefi the Rachaim HaKadosh, is also to learn. Because we're a sad day, we're sad people. Yeah, well, you're not sad, Machmash Toi, so you'll be Chefza, you're sad. Yeah? And maybe you can learn? Now, so it's one din that Talmud Torah is also to learn when you're sad, and it's also a din you're not allowed to learn because it makes you happy. Two din. Now, we don't paskin that it's a also. We just hold that it's no chiyuv. The mechayev of Talmud Torah is when you could learn the way you have to learn. To say that it's also, we can't say that it's also. Meile ken zayn, khosh in der ritva me sagt dit sta. Man redt der ritva. Hal der ritva oven poto be kolatere, gam mit der mutere es poto. Aber we hope you allowed to learn dvor im roi. Lo shna shukhno, osur li kris batoyro. Aber koiro mit dvor im roi. Tamar Shalom wants a mocker to this Yisoid. There's a Targum Yenisim ben Uziel and the Pasuk Yikrevu Yemei Evel Ovi. Right? Esav said Yikrevu Yemei Evel Ovi and I will kill Yitzchak. What are the Shaychas? Yikrevu Yemei Evel Ovi and I will kill Yitzchak. Zog the Targum Yenisim ben Uziel because Yikrevu Yemei Evel Ovi when Avram, when Yitzchak will die, Zogt Esav, if Yitzchak will die, Yaakov will be sitting Shiva, and if Yaakov will be sitting Shiva, he can't sit and learn. B'meile, he will not have a koyach of Torah to be Megan, B'meile, he will matzliach to kill him. As I learned the Yonis and Benuzir. Yikrevu Yemei Avelovi, and now B'meile, he will matzliach to kill Yankov. Frankly, Moshe Sternenbuch, ala Teire, Yitzchak didn't learn Dvorim Aroim. What was Esav made? So Zogter, all the time you learn that it's also even Dvorim Aroi. Zogter, the Teire that is Megan, Teire Magno, the Koyach von Teire, is no besimcha. Pkudei Hashem Yishorim, Mesam Chilev, Teire as Hashem Tmimo, Meshiv as Nofesh. Teire Viter Aspicho, Me'alf Izov, V'chesef, Yikoroi Mipninim, Der Teire is Megan. Sag noch einmal, Chas v'Sholem, nicht zum Misbattel, not trying to melamed doch Chas v'Sholem, say allemal, on shiurim or bebchinas, darke Hashem yeshorim, tzadikim yeichu bo, v'reshoim yikoshlu bo.